Hiya, it's Si Smedley here from Oldham Chronicle with another of my music interviews, and I'm down at, would you believe, down at Zipper Black again in the Northern Quarter in Manchester, and I've been joined by a local band by the name of Corella. So
hello.
Good evening, lads.
Hello.
Nice
hello.
To meet you for the first time. Nice for the first time. So I've actually met Jack before, haven't I, Jack? Because
yes,
you were in Indigo Empire
yeah.
once upon a time, a couple
about
of years
ago.
Yeah, okay. So what the other lads, I've got Ben, Joel and James with me as well. And they're about to head off to the Fallow Cafe shortly to play a gig. But anyway, for now, there's lots to talk about, singles that you've released in the summer, a single that you've got out right now, and then we're obviously going to talk about 2017 and your hopes and dreams for then.
Yeah.
But firstly, I'll tell you what, I'll start with James. How did Corella come to be? It's about 12 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's coming up for the year anniversary, I think.
Yeah. Well, when we moved into the halls...
Yeah. Where was this?
This is in near Piccadilly.
All right, okay.
So this was September 2015.
Yeah.
Moved in and met Jack.
Yeah.
Who just happened to be living in the same flat.
Right.
And then obviously realised straight away that Joel played guitar and sang, Jack played guitar.
Yeah.
We all had some of the interests.
Yeah.
So we kind of started like that. And I knew Ben from back home, knew he was a really good guitarist and singer.
Yeah.
So got him to help out, didn't I?
Yeah, and good. So it kind of fell into place then.
Yeah,
it sounds like
yeah.
So obviously we know that...
You're one of the people he puts his hands to, Ben.
Now we know obviously Jack's been in a band before. Have you three been in?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
It's like my first proper thing doing.
Right, okay.
No,
I think you are, I've
been in a band, I've still got one, but it's been something I've been doing for a couple of years up in York, but then I came to Manchester with the intention of starting a proper band.
Yeah.
Obviously alongside uni, that was the main aim, alongside that was to get a proper band going, so...
Yeah. Just to say, you're studying at BIM, aren't you?
At BIM, yeah. So there's three of us, there's James and then Joel, but me and Joel are on the same course, and they're doing professional musicianship.
So
it sort of all links in together. I mean,
just
a coincidence, we joined a band, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So where was your first gig?
Our first gig was at Josh Brooks Tuesday Live. It's like a showcase night.
Yeah.
And it basically just puts on a few bands every week on a Tuesday. And we was on the first slot, weren't we?
Yeah.
What time we started playing?
Was that
Yeah, it was absolutely buzzing for it. A good way to play.
That was in May, yeah.
Well, we got a few people down, didn't we? It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
And obviously, Jack, you've played quite a number of gigs now. You're quite experienced. And have you played in London? I've certainly done Manchester.
Yeah, in London. And then we went to Rotherham and Swindon as well.
Yeah. You were touring with somebody, weren't you?
Yeah, the band called Mint.
Right. Are they Mint?
They are.
They're from where I'm back from in Grimsby.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So Joel knows them. And then we basically went down to Swindon, did a night with them, and then they said, we're doing Rotherham tomorrow if you want to come down for that as well.
Fantastic.
So a bit of a spontaneous.
Got Nick on the road, didn't we? Taking us on all
over. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. So, so what about gig highlights then this year?
I'd say Live Room probably.
Right.
Yeah, that was our first headline?
It was fairly recently.
That was June.
Oh, was it June? Was it? Sorry, right. I've seen the pictures on Facebook.
It was close in
October. That was through
but anyway, but
an
yeah.
event that gets right. set up with a group called from Canada called Indie Week. Anyway, they put on loads of bands around Manchester, different venues, and then they got in touch with the university at BIM and said, can you put through some guys to play?
Put
through some guys to play. So when we played, that was through BIM, but for Indie Week.
Yeah.
So it was a good gig. We had a lot of
good songs.
Fantastic.
Had our names in the lights at the back as well.
It's a cracking place. So obviously your first single was called Waterfall, which came out in July.
Yeah.
So what was the kind of reaction to that?
I couldn't believe it. The reaction we had. I think we came from sort of nothing, especially that we're all from different backgrounds. Our friends and family knew we'd gone to university to find a band. I think when we came out with that, people were pleasantly shocked.
It was a nice surprise. Sugar House as well. Like, they just made our track sound massive.
Yeah.
And, and then just for that to be the first track as well, just kind of set the stall and just look like these guys mean a little bit of business.
Well, just on the subject of singles, you just released one, just is it this week?
Last Friday.
See the Day. Mm-hmm. Now, already I've noticed that we're coming up to, probably by the time this goes out, you'll be over 10,000 views.
Yeah, it's just under, I think.
So, pretty
chuffed about that.
I bet you are.
It's been quite a hands-on sort of thing, though. Like, we've had the video, obviously the recording, and then as soon as we had the video published, like, we just tried to push it as far as we could, and then within the space of the weekend, it just sort of...
The numbers mean a lot to us as well. Like, I remember making the first Facebook page, it was like absolutely buzzing. We got 100 likes on a Facebook page, and it was like, yes, we've got 100 likes on the page. Yeah. But then all of a sudden, like, when we started doing gigs and more singles, like, the numbers just, like, went up.
This has done way better than Waterfall already.
Yeah, has it?
I think the video helps as well.
That's something we're working, wasn't it?
Where did you film it?
It was actually...
undisclosed location.
It was where I worked.
Top secret. Right.
We just went up to the top floor, didn't we?
Yes.
It was empty, so...
It's really good.
It was freezing.
I could see the condensation.
We added that to the effect.
I believe you. Fantastic. So, okay then. So, obviously, you've got a couple of gigs kind of at the moment that we... Obviously, by the time this comes out, we'll have gone, but you've got some big gigs in the new year. The first one, I think it's the first one of 2017 at the Gorilla, February the 25th.
Yeah.
Have you played there before?
No,
we've done one song there. It's like a big showcase.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Gigs. They put a gig on every turn. And choose some bands from the turn to play like some of the best bands. And we played one song there, but we're not going to count that.
Yeah.
This one's going to be our proper
gig.
Yeah.
Full set.
Yeah. Right.
All guns blazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So obviously you'll be kind of after as soon as Christmas and New Year. Best of it is are out of the way, you'll be working on that. And what about kind of 2017? What are you hoping Corella can achieve?
Well, with February, alongside that gig, a week or two before, we're recording the next single.
And then the following month
after that, we're recording the fourth as well, which we're going to release as an EP. Once we've got all of those, with videos included, I'm presuming, like, we're going to push them as far as we can. Obviously, we'll have an EP then, hopefully look at getting gigs out of Manchester and around, start branching out a little bit.
We'll be on like the festival scene, hopefully.
A few gigs and tours to promote that EP as well. We're going to literally just try and get that out as much as we can. That'll fall in place for all the festivals in the summer, won't it?
Yeah.
Because I can see that you're quite a confident young set of lads, and do you feel as though there's sort of a bit of momentum for Corella? I mean, are you noticing people getting in touch, and a bit of a vibe, I think
we keep ourselves grounded as well. I think that's one of the good things about us, like, because we want to get, like, if we meet like a meeting point and we get to where we want to be, there's always a next step.
Yeah.
There's always like where we can go. Yeah. So because I think if we play a gig and it's amazing, we want to get better and better. Yeah. So I think it just pushes us forward as a band.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay then, lads, I think that's about perfect. So obviously I'll see you again probably around springtime, and well, I'll see you at the Gorilla. In February.
Yeah,
so, okay. Thanks, lads. Thanks for coming.
Cheers.